no sense.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John Davis.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. I'm going to ask how you're doing, but then I don't want you to answer that. Let me tell the people why. Like, we're here, we're in Houston, we got the beautiful weather. You walk outside, it's like a sauna out there. You know, like people pay a lot of money for that heat, but we get it for free when we just walk outside in Houston. And it's a beautiful day. However, you have had the most, like, rough 24 hours.
It's been pretty brutal.
It's been pretty brutal. I don't want to pull the curtain back further than you want to, but I'll just say that, you got some personal stuff that's going on. And then on top of all that, you're fighting off some sort of ailment that that you brought back from your travels.
Yeah. I don't know. I got some kind of crazy madness from Las Vegas. So, it's tough when you're battling with any kind of throat, esophageal, whatever this is. I'm just making up words now.
No. You're a doctor. Fine. Yeah, right. Yes, Dr. Cole. You got a master of pipes. That's what it was.
Yeah, no, I'm not a doctor.
You're not a doctor of pipes.
I probably never will be. But I do have I did stay at Holiday Inn Express a couple nights ago, though. And that's probably what gave me this crud that I have. So, which is hard when you're trying to record a podcast.
So. Well, so this is what we need to do. We need to go back to Vegas, but we need to do it upright. We need to go to the right places. We need to make sure that you're taken care of. And I know exactly when we were going to do this at the Las Vegas Pipe Show.
That's right, man. It's coming up soon.
No, see, that now actually sounds like it's like aliens invading right there. Like, I think that sounds more like the thing in the classic Vegas slot machine type of way.
Yeah,
I think it's right. Anyway, point is, we will be there October
21st through 23rd.
That's right. But all the details are available at the website.
VegasPipeShow.com.
And that's the place you're going to want to go. Of course, our buddy Brian Levine is like spearheading this thing. We're like, you've heard us talk about it already, but this is a pipe show. If you've never been to a pipe show, this is the one to go to. If you've been to pipe shows before, you need to be to this one. Everybody needs to come to this one because this is a new era in pipe shows. I truly believe that. With Brian at the helm, with some of the stuff they're looking at, not only are you going to have some amazing carvers there, some amazing talent, some amazing products, but you're also going to be able to like meet other people from the community. I'm talking YouTubers, podcasters, not just us. I mean, like, hey, we'll be there. We'll be performing live, actually. But there's going to be a lot of folks that you're going to want to meet and see. So come on out to Las Vegas this October. We'd love to see you there. Man, of course, we would not be able to do this show without the support of our amazing supporters at the Patreon. You know about the Patreon.
Yeah, ye old Patreon.
The ye old Patreon, man. We got the Country Squire Radio International Club. We got two new squires to give a shout out to. Brian McNeil.
What?
Well, I think it's Neve, but I didn't know how to mispronounce it. This is becoming more of a problem. Brian McNeve.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, McNevin.
McNevin. Oh, I did mispronounce it.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to try.
You didn't even say a whole syllable.
All right.
It's Brian McNevin.
All right.
Brian, thank you.
And then
Gabriel Roper.
Yeah. There you go. Gabriel and Brian, thank y'all so much for your support of the show. All right. We are doing a Squire Select. Now, I need to talk about this Squire Select that we were doing, because it is well known at this point that when we started this podcast, we were both in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Since then, I have moved to Houston, ironically, because Houston was the place of your birth.
Yeah.
You know, you were only here for a few years growing up and everything.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of been this kind of fun thing of like me discovering places in Houston and be like, oh, have you been to this crazy bar? And you're like, I was six. No.
Exactly.
Right. So, but one of the things that's been really interesting is that coming to Houston has afforded me the opportunity to have access to things that we couldn't get in small town, little Jackson, Mississippi, right?
Like, yeah.
I say small town, Jackson's a legit city, but my point is that like, didn't have access to like quite the distribution that you can get, especially in the spirit variety.
Yeah, sure.
Now, allegedly, things would be shipped back to Jackson, allegedly, unconfirmed. But the great thing about all this is that, now you're here. And we can partake in some wonderful spirits
in person that we've procured locally.
Now, you have sent me on a task, nigh a quest, to go and find a particular beverage that you have had, like, on very sparing occasions, only once, maybe?
Yeah, only once.
Mm-hmm. So John David Cole, synonymous with Boodles. This is known. You think pipe tobacco, you think Bing's favorite, you think Boodles. Right?
All that's true.
Yeah. So
I love Boodles Gin.
You love Boodles Gin. Now, unbeknownst to me, prior to doing this, I'm using a lot of like high-end language as part of this intro. But unbeknownst to me prior to this, Bootles does not just make one kind of gin, which is their gin, but they also do flavored gins.
They do.
And the flavored gin you sent me looking for was the
mulberry.
The mulberry gin.
Which is not what we have today.
Right. So this fits right. So like when you think about Country Squire Radio, you think about Bo, you think of podcasting, you think of hats, and you also think of dyslexia.
Right.
And so you sent me out. First of all, I have no idea what a mulberry looks like. Okay?
I don't know either. No.
It's got berry in the name, so I'm thinking like, you know, blush or pink or something like that.
Right.
Red, maybe. I mean, like, and I love blueberries, but blueberry didn't come to mind or anything like that. And so I go into one of our local specs that we have here in Houston, and I get so excited because I'm like, I'm going to get this something that's not the normal Bootles.
It's Bootles, but it's a berry.
It's a flavored buried Bootles, and I'm going to find it, and I'm walking through, and there I see it. It is a bottle of Bootles, and it is a flush pink. And I think this, like when I see a bottle of Bootles that is flush pink, I think this is what John Davis
wants.
That's
got to be it, right?
This has got to be it. And so I pick it up and I read it, and I see that it is Bootles British Rhubarb Strawberry Gin. And I think that's what he said.
And it's not.
It's not.
But it is excellent.
But okay, so this is the thing. So
I have had this before, and I'll tell you who gave it to me.
Oh.
It was Andre Tessier, longtime friend of the show.
Yes.
Dear friend Andre.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we enjoyed some of this when we were in Chicago for the Chicago Pipe Show. He had brought this as well. And this is one of the varieties that Bootles makes. It's very good.
Okay, so that was the thing, because I sent you a picture of this, and you gave me like all the excited emojis and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited to drink it.
No, I got that.
It's not what I asked for.
Yeah, well, okay, so that's, and therein lies the problem with all this. But regardless, I did do some research into this gin a little bit to kind of figure out like, okay, well, now I've got this gin that was not the one that I was sent out for. And on top of it, I have the challenge of trying not just to you know, enjoy this with you and talk about it and all that kind of good stuff as you pair it with some quality pipe tobacco. But as we have done for many of these episodes, we're not just doing that. We're going to turn it into a cocktail, and then I'm supposed to pair it with something else.
Ooh.
And so for one thing, we've got to turn this into a cocktail, which whenever you go with any kind of like specialty, you know, flavored alcohol.
Yeah, this is a variant of something that's, you know,
already a challenge, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it's just like something like, I don't know, peach or lime or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But rhubarb strawberry? Come on, man. What even is a rhubarb? Do you know what a rhubarb is?
It's something that I think just is in one of those little Harry Potter books, isn't it?
No, come on, man. Do you know?
It's some kind of root.
I feel like it's a stick, isn't it?
All right, hold on. Let's look up a rhubarb.
Let's look up a rhubarb real quick.
Rhubarb plant.
Look at that thing. It's a vegetable, but it's pink-ish.
It is a fleshy, edible stalk.
What have you done?
It's cooked and used for food.
Uh-huh.
It's a...
It's part of the Plantae kingdom. The Plantae genus Rehum?
All right, so it's like a little sweet lettucey looking thing that you eat the sticks on.
So not a mulberry.
It's not a mulberry.
All right. Well,
no, I just your rhubarb, that's something that little bunnies would nibble on in Watership Down.
Okay.
Is a rhubarb.
That's kind of cute. All right, fair enough.
Well, I don't know what other context you would ever use a rhubarb in.
Apparently in gin, because so that's what Bootles has done. They've got a rhubarb strawberry gin, and as I've already mentioned, you've got the classic Bootles bottle. The primary difference is the liquid inside of it, which is kind of a flush pink. The branding for this has kind of the same layout as your standard Bootles bottle, but you have behind it a lot of, you know, kind of flowers, roses, like really pretty pink. It's a pretty bottle, is what
it's,
it is.
It's pretty.
Yeah. So I, you know, like this is great, man. I'm down for the challenge. I'm looking forward to this. Shall we dive in? Have a little thing.
Yeah, right. Let's do it. It tastes pink.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad. I you know, it's interesting. I like gin a lot.
Yeah,
and I'm not opposed to flavored gin. I've actually flavored gin myself before.
Really?
Yeah.
With
like,
what?
With blueberries.
Not rhubarb.
No, not rhubarb. But no, with blueberries. I think it was kind of this process of freezing the blueberries and then like packing them in like a jar of gin so that like as they kind of, I guess, retracted,
okay,
or expanded one or the other, then
they
like
let their stuff out.
It was releasing the juice and everything else, and like you, right, you'd let it kind of, I guess, ferment to some extent in there. And it was interesting. It was different, but it was good.
Yeah.
This kind of takes me back to that. Obviously a very different flavor profile. It's very much gin, and I was glad, yeah, I'm glad of this. Like, it's not like overly sweet.
Right. Yeah. I think when people drink something that is, you know, pink like this, or, you know, has some type of infusion, they get afraid that it is going to be super sweet. And it certainly is sweeter than just the normal Bootle's gin. And we're actually just drinking this straight now without any kind of ice. It's not even up. It's just, we just pour it out of the bottle and are drinking it. And I, you know, I normally do not do that with gin, even really, really good gin. I typically drink at least on some ice or, you know, in a cocktail. Of course, everyone knows I'm a big fan of gin and tonics. And
oh,
that's,
yeah,
something I've always enjoyed.
Oh, you're a master when it comes to making a gin and tonic.
Well, I don't know about that, but love gin and tonics, and we're just enjoying this straight, and it's actually really good. It's, yeah, it's crisp and tart.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah, it has a sweetness that is kind of it's not a super sugary sweetness.
No,
it's just,
I
don't know.
It's a natural sweetness. Like it to me, like sipping this kind of gives me the feeling of like a Sunday brunch. You know what I mean? Like, like a, you go into like a kind of a nice place. They've got kind of an open area, and there's like a jazz, maybe like a jazz trio kind of playing a little softly, but like with a good vibe in the background and everything. And you order your, I don't know, chicken and waffle or your scrambled eggs or maybe your pancakes. I'm just getting hungry all of a sudden.
Hey, maybe we should go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's lunch. Anyway, and then, you know, they have, you know, brunch cocktails. Yeah. I feel like this could be served, you know, with very little alterations, and it would be really good as a brunch.
You know what this makes me think? If gin were to become champagne.
Interesting.
It would be this.
Interesting.
Like if gin had an identity crisis and was like, no, I'm champagne. And everyone's like, no, you're gin. But the gin's like, no, I'm champagne.
Right.
It would be Bootle's rhubarb and strawberry.
this is gin going through that, like those rough teenage years trying to find itself.
Right.
And it can't yet admit that it's gin. So it's like, no, I'm champagne. Call me champagne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
eventually it'll buy a sports car, yeah, and everything will work out.
Although it's like the anti-gothic to stuff. Like, you know, like that's like the goth phase that all the,
right,
kids go through.
Right.
This is like, it's goth phase, but like the exact opposite of that. All right, so let's put a cork in the champagne comments, because that's going to come up later. Let's talk about, yeah, what you're going to pair this,
true,
with.
True. Well, I wanted, you know, with this particular gin, it is more tart than you're used to, I think,
is,
with,
yeah,
gins, because of the fruit infusion and the rhubarb that's there, obviously. So I wanted something to kind of smooth that out a little bit to pair with it, not something that would kind of double down. You know, I guess I could have paired it with some type of cherry or fruit, you know, based tobacco, but decided to go with something that's more creamy and more marshmallowy, and something with a little thicker body, a little creamier mouthfeel.
Yeah.
And so I went with one of our house blends, actually. On this, we were doing Bill's Blend from the Country Squire. So,
Bill's Blend. I mean, this has come up a couple of times. I don't think I've ever actually had Bill's Blend.
Bill's Blend is great.
Yeah.
So it you know, what's funny about this is it's named after our friend Bill Rutledge, who passed away about a year ago now, a little under a year ago now. He was a very, very close friend. Miss him dearly. Think, yeah, about him all the time. But what's funny about this, this was his private blend, and so, you know, it was really popular. He constantly recommended it to people in the store, and so after he passed away, we, you know, mixed a bottle of or jug of it up, put it up on the shelf, and now it's a part of our permanent lineup.
I love
and it sells really great.
Yeah.
But what's funny is, like, if you were to offer Bill a glass of pink gin, the look that he would have given you,
yeah,
would be so horrified. Like, this is just one of the most kind but also sophisticated, like, people. Like, he just, let's just say, like,
he's a man of his era. He carried himself as such too. Yeah.
Like, Bill would have had a hard enough time drinking like a Merlot over a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right, right, right.
Much less a pink gin and tonic. Like, I'm just telling, right, you, like, like, it would, like,
is a sophisticated palate right here.
Yeah, like, but Bill would look at this and be like, "You've lost your mind." And so it's just kind of funny. Like, I'm sitting here thinking about my friend Bill and, yeah, how, like, good that his tobacco goes with this particular gin, and I think it does well. But yeah, he would be like, "You're John David. I love you. I miss you.
How dare you?
You're nuts."
All right, no, Bill's Blend. I love it, man.
It's funny. I love the creaminess of Bill's Blend. It's got this real nice tongue-coating texture to it. It's very full and creamy and milky. It's a good tobacco. I think it pairs well with this. It just gives it a kind of a rounded smoothness that helps the sharpness of the tart with the tart gin. So yeah. Anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So
there it is. Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned that if Boodles wanted to be a champagne.
Oh.
Or rather, if Boodles was... Well, if Boodles just like kind of like was going through this identity crisis, like this is like what it would be to be a champagne. Interesting that you would say that, John David, because as I mentioned,
I did notice that you had some champagne in the kitchen and then you did come back with the cocktail that is bubbling.
Yeah.
So what's going on here?
So like, you know, as I mentioned, it was difficult trying to figure out what to do cocktail wise. Cause at first I was like, well, okay, well, I'll just find a gin cocktail and we'll do it with kind of this rhubarb strawberry bent to it and that sort of thing. But I actually found out that there is actually a cocktail that exists, probably created by Boodles, for this particular gin, like specifically the rhubarb strawberry. And that is the Boodles Royale.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is a cocktail designed for this gin.
Yeah. You ever have a Royale and cheese, John David?
It's like a bad Matthew McConaughey.
No, that was supposed to be a what's that dude from Pulp Fiction? He's in there with like Sam Jackson. They're talking about the John Travolta. That's the
John
guy's
Travolta.
Name. Yeah.
Okay.
John Travolta. Hey, you know, it was his bad accent. It was him doing a bad Matthew McConaughey.
All right. That's funny.
But that is a perfect. Anyway. man, we got ourselves a Boodles Royale. This is one part Boodles rhubarb strawberry gin, three part champagne with a lemon twist. And your lemon is probably a little bit better than mine, but I'm gonna throw my twist in. Just me personally.
Yeah, I wanna do this whole number where I'm kinda coating the rim so I can, and then I'll toss it in.
And I tried to do the spritz thing. Like you and I, we were at, you know,
the ready room.
Ready room.
That was, man, he did it well.
Look, Cody, and you heard it, but you didn't see what we saw when he like did the bend on every single citrus. Poofed, like, you know what I mean, like a little like a,
it's like a spray. It was a spray of the juice from the twist or whatever. It
like
was
just
really,
from the rind.
Yeah,
like, and it was just this perfect every single time.
I don't know how he did it.
Yep. Anyway, all right, man, let's dive into this.
Cheers.
Okay, so champagne with kind of a berry.
Boodles Royale.
Yeah, this is the Boodles Royale.
I like it.
Champagne cocktails are good. I mean, like, I'm a big fan of a French 75.
I just love champagne.
Well, champagne's good.
I mean, I do. I love champagne. It doesn't really impart, I guess, because this is majority champagne. It gives it a little bit of a pink tinge, but it pretty much looks like a clear beverage.
Well, as I read, you can go stronger with the Boodles, right? Like you can go stronger and kind of maintain a little bit more of the,
yeah,
you know, the pinkness and kind of maintain the gin. But in most champagne cocktails, you do want the predominant, you know, product to be the champagne.
The champagne, yeah.
Because that is, I mean, to some extent, that is the vehicle for the spirit. Here, you don't so much as pick up the gin, but you do still have that like light.
Ooh, this is really good.
Light berry. I mean, yeah, it's good, right? Again, this is a good like Sunday brunch cocktail, right?
It really is.
Like you would find this at like a classy or maybe like a lowdown place, one way or the other. You can find it.
Well, you found it here, so.
That's exactly
Can't
right.
be that classy. Yeah,
that's exactly right. John David, I got to tell you, I felt bad that I let you down on not getting the Boodles that you wanted. And
I doubt they even make that stuff anymore.
Well, so, you know, there's that. And then I felt bad because I saw what this was and I felt bad that I was going to have to drink it because I didn't think I'd like it, but it ended up being okay. And so in anticipation that this was all going to be terrible, not knowing, because I hadn't tasted it prior to us like sitting down.
Because it's actually pretty good.
It is actually pretty good. I kind of like had a way I wanted to go with my pairing. Okay.
Oh,
so let me.
Okay.
Know,
okay.
Explain.
I'll let you wax.
This is your beverage, right? Boodles specifically. This is your spirit. It's synonymous. It is a crime that Boodles doesn't pay you money every single day for just simply existing. Because when they think of John David Cole, they think of Boodles. You are the most interesting man in the world for Boodles.
For Boodles.
For Boodles. Right.
So anyone heard of Boodles until Country Square? I don't know. Winston Churchill had, because he drank a lot.
Well,
of Boodles,
so yeah, yeah.
He drank a lot of things.
I'm just saying, you got Winston Churchill, but then you got John David Cole.
Oh, you know? Well, I mean, you know, yeah. Saved the Western Hemisphere, or saved the Western world, and then, you know.
Hey, you saved the Western world from bad pipe tobacco.
Blended some decent tobaccos here and there. Yeah. And
anyway.
A few bad ones, too.
Well, anyway, point is, no one's perfect. And Boodles, you know, it is the spirit that everybody associates with you. You chose a different Boodles than the one that I ended up getting, but I ended up getting this like very berry looking, and although not as berry tasting as I thought it was going to.
Yeah, sure.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to turn this into a champagne cocktail. That is the only cocktail I can find. It's a champagne cocktail. We're now talking high class. We're now talking, you know, you got your pink gin, your Boodles, you know, your John David Cole. He's sitting here with the champagne.
Pinky's out.
As a goof. I don't know. I was intentional that for this pairing, I wanted to go hamster cage. What I wanted to do was I wanted to take you down back
pink
to
gin. We're going to be silly. We're pairing it with trash.
No, we're going to have John David Cole sitting specialty Boodles in a champagne cocktail. I need to remind this man who he is and where he comes from.
Rankin County.
Right. So yeah. I need to bring it back down to Rankin County, right? Like I need to get it right here. So
that's right.
So I was going with the pairing. Now, here's the thing. This is the interesting thing. Now, having had the cocktail, because it was more of like, I researched cocktail. This is what it tastes like. Okay, well then, you know, because I did want to make it a good pairing. And
yeah,
everything.
Sure.
But now having had the cocktail, I actually think this is a really good pairing.
Well, we'll see.
All right. I'm going to go with Captain Black Cherry. Now, first of all, that's the other thing. Now, hang on. This is the other thing.
Just got tongue bite.
Well.
And I haven't smoked anything all day.
I think that there's, because Ow. Of the subtlety of the flavor in the actual champagne cocktail, I feel like the pairing would actually help bring that out more. Yeah, you're going to deal with the tongue bite, and you're going to feel gross. You need to still feel gross. I like that. Because
that's the point.
That's the point.
The point is to get in touch with your roots.
Right. Reminds you.
Right.
Now, granted, you're high-quality tobacco, but you're not high-quality like
remember
this.
Remember what kind of piece of crap you are, Greg.
I wouldn't say that, but I'm just saying hamster cage.
So,
you know?
Captain Black Cherry, the last time I had Captain Black Cherry, I was probably 19. There's probably a reason I've never had it since. I mean, I like Captain Black, okay. Captain Black's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got the Captain Black grape, which is something.
Listen, this is the only time you'll ever hear me recommend or you know, put out a cherry tobacco of any kind.
That's the thing.
Kind.
You kind of did it as a you know.
Intentional.
As an intentional, you know, joke. But like it, I could see it work. I mean, I think the thing with this is like, you're going to drink enough champagne and gin to where your tongue is just not going to feel feelings anymore.
Right. You know, man.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe that would help with some of the tongue bite from the Captain Black Cherry.
I think so.
And you know, those Captain Black, like how they flavor stuff, like those lower end tobaccos, like they kind of have that, like, I'm trying to describe the cherry flavor from a hamster cage tobacco. It's almost, do you remember those medicines, the little sucrets?
Uh-huh.
Those little sucrets.
Yep.
That like were the, I guess were cough drops or
yes.
like throat lozenges.
Yes.
And they had this like sickly cherry flavor
yes.
to them.
Yes.
It's like if a cherry like took a left turn at Albuquerque kind of thing.
So can I just tell you that, you know, when drinking this gin, I was thinking about that medicinal cherry flavor. Not that this made me think of that, but going into it, I was thinking that's what we were about to get. I was going to make a joke about you fighting off the crud and finally we got the medicine for you right here. You know? But it literally didn't have that. Like the gin is actually really good.
The gin tastes good. Yeah. So I look forward to trying Captain Black Cherry with this. Actually, you know what? I don't look forward to that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I will do it in honor of you and for our listeners' benefit. But yeah, I don't look forward to
listen,
that. I think if I have enough Boodles, rhubarb, and strawberry cocktail, what do we call this again?
It's a Boodles Royale.
Boodles Royale. I think if I have enough of these that, you know, it'll compensate.
There you go.
So, sometimes you like that little sucrets flavor, you know, it kind of reminds you of your childhood. I don't know. You know, it's like your mom's like, you'll be all right. Just take some more cherry cough syrup.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Reminds you just the worst days. That's I feel bad, but I don't.
I'm thrilled. I'm very happy right now. I've gotten happier as I've worked my way through this.
It helps, doesn't
Boodles
it?
Boodles Royale. So.
All right, man. Well, hey, you know, the great thing is that as a, you know, the great thing is you can put any kind of pipe tobacco in a good quality Missouri Meerschaum corncob pipe, regardless of if it's hamster cage or the highest end stuff that you find at the Country Squire. But regardless, you do want to enjoy it through a good corncob pipe from our friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
The thing you know about smoking out of a Missouri Meerschaum pipe is if you're not enjoying it, it's not the pipe's fault. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if you smoked Captain Black Cherry out of your Missouri Meerschaum back to our roots Bracken, which is a beautiful new pipe with a cylindrical the cylindrical. I need photo evidence,
right,
of someone drinking a Bootles Royale, smoking Captain Black Cherry out of their new Missouri Meerschaum Back to Our Roots Bracken.
Release
the Bracken!
The Bracken!
If you're doing that and you're having a bad experience, you know,
yeah,
it's not the pipe.
No, exactly. I just, could you imagine, like, somebody, you know, they've just released the Bracken. They've got it out. You know, they got it in a specialty container so that they can just release the Bracken. And they fill it up with, like, Captain Black or some sort of hamster cage pack. They smoke, like, huh, something must be wrong with the Bracken. Nothing's wrong with the Bracken.
Nothing ain't wrong with the Bracken.
It ain't the Bracken, bud. Anyway.
That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get yourself a Bracken. Man, I want hashtag release the Bracken. Release, you know, we always Bracken. Say send pictures in and that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, throw it on Instagram. I want you to use the hashtag release the Bracken.
Well, it's actually my favorite of all these new shapes because, and it's something very simple that they did, but it's got this angled top on this barrel shaped bowl. And you just don't, it's something very simple. It didn't take a whole lot to do that, but like it's really pleasing. I really like, they call it a scarecrow angled cut top.
Ooh.
I've never heard of that. I think that's interesting. They say the new Back to Our Roots line also comprises the Bracken, this generous cylindrical bowl with an angled cut top and a nickel ferrule that pops our new rich green Danish bit. This beautiful filtered pipe brings to mind the bracken ferns that grow all over the Ozarks in Missouri. Anyway, beautiful pipe, and get one, pair it with good tobacco, pair it with crummy tobacco, but definitely get one.
And always be sure to release the bracken! And big thanks to our friends at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show.
What a nerd.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Pipe question of the week.
My question of the week this week, coming in this week from Alex, who says, about nicotine content. I always love aromatics, mainly because my girlfriend and kids love the smell, but I've always wanted to smoke something stronger. Yeah. I dabbled into some dark Pariques and Burleys, but found the nicotine kick was too strong. Other blends like Old Joe Krantz, Old Dark Fired, and Irish Flake, I heard, are very strong too. What can I mix with them to lower the nicotine as I want to smoke them? I love Carter Hall. Would that tone them down a bit? And again, that's coming in from Alex.
Yeah, Alex, great question. You know, anytime you see those, you're like, oh, those are too strong, but I still want to smoke something with that kind of note to it. Throw in some unflavored Black Cavendish. That's the way to go. Unflavored Black Cavendish, real creamy, smooth, very low nicotine content. You know, it's just easy, easy going. It's a tobacco that's going to add body and volume to the blend, but not take away from the flavor. It might add a little natural sweetness, but who has ever complained about that? So yeah, man, unflavored Black Cavendish has been kind of the way to go for me for a long time. If you want something a little more flavorful, maybe to pair it with, you could also maybe throw in some Red Virginias. Red Virginias, you know, just a proper amount of nicotine content, not over the top, but it might dilute some of your Perique and your, you know, Dark Fire Kentucky tobaccos in there as well. Another option, you know, people always get surprised by this, but, you know, Latakia does not have a lot of nicotine in it. Latakia is a low nicotine tobacco. The flavor is very distinctive.
Right.
And so you may not be wanting to add that flavor into the concoction you're trying to produce.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Like that's the way it goes. Because like Burley, which is much more lighter, is like much heavier in nicotine.
It's the strongest out there.
But like it's not just in tobacco. Like you think of dark coffee and you're like, oh, this has a lot of caffeine. No.
No, the taste is bold.
Exactly.
But the nicotine content is actually lower. You find that in cigars some too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But that might be an option for you. I would start though with unflavored Black Cavendish, and one of the ones that's on the market that's probably easiest to get would be Cornell and Deal. They sell a bulk unflavored Black Cavendish, but they also sell I forget what they call it in a tin. It's like a Green River something. I don't know, but you can get it, and that's probably the way to go. Okay,
excellent, man. And hey, great question, Alex. If you got a pipe question for us, be sure to send it into the show. That is show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire question.
Oh.
All right. So this is like a single quick fire question.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is whenever there's a single quick fire question, it's never all that quick because it kind of requires like, okay, you better put some
mind of its own.
Yeah, I got to put a little thought into it.
Quick fire questions quit being quick a long time ago.
Were they ever? Is really like, I think they were originally like we just pew 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 like pounded through them, and then they kind of became on their own thing. All right, here we go. You've got one magical hour.
Ooh.
One magical hour to be anywhere in the world with 1 hour's worth of music, 1 hour's worth of pipe tobacco.
Oh my gosh.
One beverage and one pipe.
Okay.
So what is the 1 hour's worth of music? The 1 hour of pipe tobacco what's the pipe tobacco? What's the beverage? What pipe and the music? The music I would imagine is more challenging here, but what are your thoughts here?
All right. I'm going to try to do this quickly in the spirit of quick fire questions. This is also really cool. So you got 1 hour. One magical hour anywhere in the world.
Right.
I'm going to go with Paris.
Ooh. Have you been to Paris?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with jazz.
Any particular performer? Just a assortment?
Maybe Miles Davis. I'm going to go with, I'll probably go with McClellan's Virginia Woods.
Ooh, okay.
I'll go with a Sazerac. And I'll go with my big Savinelli autograph.
And
it's got a big bowl.
And I'm imagining this is a Sazerac made in the French fashion, which is with cognac as opposed to rye. Yeah. Oh.
And I think after just processing everything I just said, I think I need a cigarette.
It was a magical experience. I mean, I guess it says great. Magical all over the thing, doesn't it? So that's really good.
That was awesome.
Man.
It's an exercise we should have more often.
That's, you know, this is like an exercise in mindfulness right there. Like giving yourself like a little mental getaway.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Man, this is tough. Goodness. You know, the funny thing is I love traveling. And so even just the concept of like lock it down to one place, like, you know, and like put it tops, like everywhere, all at once, all
know,
the time.
Right?
You know, like, you know, it's wild because I yearn for what I know, Yeah. You know, as much as I love like travel and adventure.
Yeah.
I find comfort in
familiar places.
Yeah. So like for me, it does kind of become New Orleans, right? Like I always like just my heart and my mind are so often in New Orleans. Even though it's been since we were there last, since I was last there.
Yeah, several months.
And I miss it. I miss it so much. And so like, you know, if I could like instantly be transported, as much as I love the beach, as much as I love, you know, the Greek islands, like some like these really like far away places and everything, there's kind of part of me that just wants to be on the balcony in New Orleans with a record player going. Well, see, that's the thing though. Then would I even want the record player going? Now I probably want to listen to the music of the city, which is typically jazz music. It's typically somebody playing down the street.
Yeah.
You know, so somebody I don't even know their name.
Yeah.
And they're just they're busting out playing music. People are going by, and the sounds of the city is the music that I would choose. I too would choose a Tazzeract, although mine would have Rye in it. For the pipe in that location. Man, it's interesting because you go through. I'm sure you just did this exact same thing. Now I think
The same gears turned.
You go through the like the Rolodex of your pipes, and you picture yourself like smoking those pipes in that setting and everything.
Right.
And it's interesting because I was looking through it. And I was like, I immediately went to like my highest end pipes, right? Because that's what you're supposed to do. And this is like, well, this is like your most ideal. I want to go with like those higher end pipes. But I kind of found myself going back to like my straight billiard first pipe.
And it's like a no name pipe.
It's gross. Like the vulcanite stem is nasty. You know what I mean? Like it's not even black anymore. Like it's black like at the tail end, but it's just gross. Yeah. You know, at this point. But I would have that, and I would be smoking probably some cellar.
Fort Morton cellar?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know I think all of this is taking me back to like a home base.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I love adventure. I remember like the first time I went to Italy, I had a pipe in mind. I wanted like a saddle bit, rusticated pipe, and I was hunting for that so that I could find it. And then I brought it. I found as close to it as possible, although I still haven't been able to find that perfect pipe that I was looking for that experience. And it's still kind of the one, that unicorn in the back of my head.
Yeah.
But I remember like going and then like trying to get like a tobacco, and then they didn't like, because of the language barrier, I got the wrong pipe tobacco and everything. It's a whole thing. And it didn't end up where I wanted it to be. But I have this great picture from that experience of me sitting on a boulder in Italy smoking that pipe that's not quite the right pipe and not quite the right tobacco. And so it didn't live, you know what I mean? Like it couldn't live up to what I wanted it to be.
It didn't fulfill it.
But I know I could be sitting on a balcony in New Orleans listening to that music, smoking that old pipe, you know, with some Throgmorton cellar right now, drinking a Sazerac, and just be in heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Anyway, so that's what I choose.
And you'd have it for 1 hour.
That is a cathartic experience.
I know, right? That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good one, man.
We should all go through that occasionally.
Wow.
That's great.
All right. Great question. Great quick fire question on that one. Hey, if y'all have got some questions for us, send them in the show. That is show@countrysquireradio.com.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
Listener feedback. All right, this one's coming in from Jeremy. He says, just got a chance to listen to the latest episode of Calico Jack. Oh, I loved that one.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yep. Dude, can I tell you?
You had fun.
I had so much fun.
We all had fun, but like you had a lot of fun.
People have written in just like I was like a kid in a candy store. They were just like along for the ride on that one.
That's
like,
great.
It was so much fun. I stack it up there as one of my favorite episodes of all time.
I'm honestly. So glad.
It was just, it's so much
I'm
fun.
I'm glad.
He said, love listening to it. Listened to it on the way home from a job site on Friday nights. Our family nights at the Dukes household. This is, of course, Jeremy Dukes. He says, the boys chose a Netflix animated movie called The Sea Beast. Is it The Bracken? Sorry, that was for me.
That one's free, Missouri.
That was for free.
Yeah, that one's on the house.
Well, when you name it The Bracken, you're going to get it for free all the time.
I know, right?
Like, when do you not want to release The Bracken? All right, but he says, the boys chose a Netflix animated movie called The Sea Beast. It's a lot of swashbuckling fun in the vein of Moby Dick, and I couldn't help but think about you and your love for all things pirates. Not sure what your kids are into, but it's worth the watch. Hope all is well. You know, I recently saw this pop up on my Netflix as well, so it must be relatively new. I have not seen it yet, but it did immediately pique my interest. And especially because obviously my kids listen to me, like I like their bedtime stories are all pirate stories. So like,
yeah, sure.
It's part of the lexicon of like our family. So yeah, we'll probably check it out. Thanks for the recommendation, Jeremy. I appreciate
That's great, Jeremy. Yeah.
Well, there you go, man. We got a chance to dive into some of the most, I think this is the most embarrassing drink we've ever had, which is why I feel like I've paired it with the most embarrassing pairing of all time.
I'm not against it though.
I know you're not against
it. Yeah, and I'm not embarrassed.
That's what's the most embarrassing.
I'm not embarrassed about it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, like I just, you know, I'm going to be that guy that like, I'm going to rock this pink cocktail. That's not very pink. But the reason it's not very pink is because it's mixed with champagne.
Yeah. No, all right. Don't get me wrong.
It won't be as embarrassing as being on Bourbon Street with all your friends, going to a fancy restaurant. All the bros are out getting beer and stuff, and you're the one that asked for Pinot
Grigio. Siri, you went back to that. Wow.
And you're the one that asked for Pinot Grigio.
I'm in New Orleans. I'm drinking wine. Come on, man.
It's not.
You're in Texas, and you're drinking pink gin. Come on.
All right, that's fair.
No, but like this tastes extremely, extremely good and really enjoyed it. So yeah, man, good times and hey, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.